So welcome, everybody, to this call on Creating Clarity. I'm super excited for everybody to join us. And for those of you that will be listening to the recording, I'm happy for you to connect and for all of your interest in how to improve your health and feel better through Ayurveda. My name is Anna Welly, and I'm an Ayurveda practitioner and a yoga health coach. And I started studying Ayurveda and just kind of experimenting on myself about 7 years ago through a couple of Ayurveda books I had. And then I started a formal study based on clinical Ayurveda with Kerala Academy in the San Francisco Bay Area, and studied that with them for a couple of years to receive the certificate to be an Ayurvedic practitioner. And then I had the wonderful opportunity and blessing to go to India and do an internship in an Ayurvedic hospital there, following different Ayurvedic doctors and seeing like the really profound results on people and all different states of health. Then I got to stay and intern at an Ayurveda Panchakarma Center and also do my own treatments there as well, and then just travel in India and did my own practicing through counseling sessions. And now I'm also being trained as a yoga health coach, which focuses on the Ayurveda principles and lifestyle habits coupled with the support of a coaching, having a coach, and using scientific theories on how we create habit change in our lives and all the different things that come up with, you know, trying to create change and making different, you know, moving things around in our lives and the way we do things and the different kind of theories that go with what challenges might come up, and then also like what works to make a difference and really make things stick in an easy and stress-free way that helps benefit you for the long term. So the benefits I've been seeing in myself have been really, really major. And Ayurveda has really changed my life on multiple levels. And so my mission is to help you feel amazing and help you feel better and see some of the different possibilities that can arise through really easy stuff about lifestyle habits and diet and herbs and yoga and meditation and all these different beautiful things that are offered to us that we essentially can do for ourselves for free. And because this is kind of Ayurveda, it's a science that works on individuals in their entirety. It's like you feel these benefits on multiple levels of yourself and through multiple different ways, multiple aspects. It's like even if you're just having, you know, massive sinus problems every spring, like you can focus on healing your sinuses and you can focus on using specific herbs and treatments and practices that will alleviate your sinus pain. But in that process, like everything else is improving as well. And I think that's one of the big, one of the major beauties of it too, is like we are a complex system that's all integrated. And so when we heal ourselves on that level, we feel the benefit on like all these different multiple ways, all these different multiple levels in the entirety of who we are. And through that like experiment, through these processes too, it's like you get to know yourself better on all these different levels. And the more we step into balance, the more that our body is able to maintain homeostasis and maintain that balance that we're always seeking, whether we're conscious of it or not. And then through, to me, it's like through this healing process that is like very interconnected and looking at our system in its entirety and in the complexity of who we are in mind, body, and spirit, it's like we feel more connected and more aware of the consciousness that flows through us and flows through all of life. And through that is like, to me, the ultimate form and expression of healing and benefit. So it's like all coupled into one. So my goal is just to really help you guys feel better and feel awesome in whatever ways that you can. And I also know from my own experience that it can be really easy to get off track. And we can make a lot of wrong choices out of just blatant ignorance, or sometimes we get swept up in old patterns our patterns or society's patterns or those around us are kind of like can be bigger underlying things or not. It could be something simple, just like really old, just bad old habits that we have that we don't know how to let go of and bring new habits into place. So what I'd like to talk about first is Ama. And Ama is in Ayurveda is basically known as undigested material in the body. It can be physical, resulting mostly from food, and it can be mental or emotional. And it essentially becomes a toxicity that gets stuck in our system. Ama, the physical Ama, is like a sticky, cloudy, dense, kind of plaquey type material that ends up coating the cells of the body and prevents them from functioning optimally, and it blocks the flow of consciousness. It blocks the level of communication and integrity that the cells can have with each other, which essentially dumbs down the tissue, dumbing down the organs of the body, and essentially creating blockages, restrictions, creating eventually diseased tissue. Ama can build up in the digestive system, either in the stomach, the small intestine, or the colon, and eventually the body needs to redistribute it and like get it out of the way so it moves it somewhere else and can transfer it to other tissues or organs in the body. And if Ama is created on a regular basis or has been in the body a long time, it can create weak tissues in those specific spots. It kind of like chooses the preferred location to store or attempt to release the Ama. And this kind of explains why we often get sick in the same manner or the same like reoccurring symptoms come up, such as like feeling a sore throat right away when you get sick, or if you have like regular headaches or persistent headaches, you know, someone might get a migraine, other people don't. It's like your Ama or your pathways tend to become imbalanced in a specific way. And the more persistently that you build up Ama and it gets redistributed to these tissues, the weaker that tissue can become and the more of a kind of like a holding place or a place where the body is attempting to release that Ama, the more regular that tissue is going to be experiencing the symptoms of Ama. So Ama essentially is mainly a result from compromised Agni. And Agni simply means fire. And there are, you can get really specific on Agni in the Ayurvedic traditional texts. We talk about 13 different, very specific types of Agni that show up in the body. But mainly there's the digestive Agni that sits at the base of the stomach and the small intestine, and that's your like central, like powerful fire within yourself. And then the metabolic fires in more of the tissues in the cells. We have like tissue Agni. And that's just your metabolism is where we look at it in the Western world. Whenever the Agni is weakened, when we overburden it and we eat too heavy or eat too often or eat at the wrong times, we eat before our digestion is ready, we eat when we have indigestion, we eat poor food combinations or maybe too much heavy, cold food or processed food, anything like that can really burden our Agni and our fire and create more Ama in the body. Ama can also be directly formed in the cells or the tissues without the digestion being compromised. And then it's essentially, you know, there's a lot of different ways that it can happen, but then it's essentially just going straight into the tissues and you're seeing it as an expression of whatever kind of imbalance the tissues are showing you. And a third common way for Ama to form is through mental stress, negative thinking, repressed emotions, or mental fatigue. And whenever any of these different things happen, we just aren't operating as our optimal self. It's like we're blocked, we're held back, we're confused, or experience a lack of intelligence. Sometimes when Ama starts to build up, you might just feel like not yourself, or feel kind of like yucky or just like something's off. And more specific symptoms of Ama can include a coated tongue. If you ever notice like a white plaquey film on your tongue, it can go over the whole tongue or maybe just one specific area. That might also happen just after you have like a big meal. If you go out for a big, like late, heavy dinner, you wake up in the morning, look at your tongue, it's probably going to be coated if you weren't able to digest all of that food, and ama built up in your system. Having any really intensified, like bad smells coming from your body, whether it be like through your odor or your breath, or you know, having like bad gas, if your bowels smell really bad, even if your urine smells really bad and really strong, then there's ama building up in those systems. If you feel weakness, or if you feel like you have clogged channels, if you feel confusion, fatigue, heaviness in the body, any indigestion, such as bloating or gas or acidity or acid reflux that can be from ama, having a low appetite, experiencing constipation or diarrhea. Some, you know, people go towards either one when they get ama built up in their system, depending on what their body type is. Any rashes or skin problems, allergies, reoccurring colds, water retention. There's a massive list of what happens when we're basically unable to digest what we're taking in. And obviously, ama sucks. It's like the number one precursor to disease. And if ama stays in the body for too long or starts to build up excessively, this is the number one way that disease forms. So, yeah, it's kind of like in Ayurveda, it really is the first thing we look at with any sort of client in a clinical setting is there ama? Where and how is ama showing up? And the number one protocol is to first alleviate the ama before anything can be specifically addressed through, you know, whatever else is compromised in the body. So the nice way to look at it is that the signs and symptoms you're experiencing from ama are just simply these messages from your body or your mind that something is off, and then now you have the opportunity to look at it and get better. And so if you listen to the signs and symptoms and you can alleviate the ama and change whatever might be causing it, you'll prevent more serious illness or disease from forming down the road. And along the way, you get to feel better health and basically improve your experience of life as an overall benefit. Like I was talking about, we don't just heal our sinuses, we don't just heal our headache, it's like we heal everything on a whole, and we feel overall, we feel the benefit of being better, and that's just improving life in general. And that's part of the beauty of Ayurveda. It's like taking into account the whole body's entire connected system. So what I want to promise to you is that you can feel awesome and you can feel really amazing and alleviate and get relief from all sorts of different health issues, even if they seem unrelated, and really creates a sense of clarity in your being. And it's not something that would happen overnight. You know, you could focus on more concentrated effort and do a detox, but at least that takes about a week to a month if you're dedicated, you know, dedicated focus, concentration, and a lot of effort. But what I can share with you are some basic Ayurveda lifestyle principles that help to prevent the buildup of the ama, and if there's anything already built up, it can assist your body in digesting and releasing what is already there. And it all happens simultaneously. For people who do a seasonal cleanse, adopting these different Ayurveda practices can help you experience the benefits of a cleanse longer. So like you do all that hard work to detox and cleanse and let go of everything, and if you step back into your old habits that created, you know, all the buildup of whatever you just released, you're just stepping back into the same cycle. So if you take on some of these Ayurveda habits and practices, it's like you're stepping into that, like, higher realm that you created for yourself and are allowing yourself to maintain the feeling of the benefits that you created for yourself in the detox. You can feel that longer. And then the next time you go into a cleanse or seasonal detox, you're able to go deeper with that, and you can kind of continue on that trajectory of you know, more and more improvement, greater and greater health and wellness. So these solutions have really far-reaching benefits, and essentially, in a way, they kind of are a one-size-fits-all. It's like everyone experiences enhanced health and clarity no matter what your symptoms or weaknesses are. So it's like even if you have, you know, a 3 o'clock afternoon headache, because of this almond that's been building up for you, the solutions that I give you are just as good for you as they are for your best friend that instead gets a runny nose and seasonal allergies. My main solutions that I want to offer you are like a small little part of the 10-week yoga health coaching program that I do. And it's just as kind of a brief sampling of what happens in the course. But the main key points are to have an early and lighter dinner, to create a breath-body practice, and create a meditation. And then other solutions, such as like mindful eating habits, having a plant-based diet, and starting your day right and with an Ayurvedic ritual are other points that I hope to touch on as well. But the number one thing to do for yourself to create more clarity in your body and your way of being is to have an earlier and later dinner. It sounds like a really simple thing. It can be a little more challenging to adopt, but the benefits are amazing. And it basically follows on the concept of being in tune and in line with the natural energies and rhythms of nature, the rhythms of nature in our body, and the rhythm of the earth and the sun. So the idea is when the sun is really high in the sky and it's burning strong around noon, that our internal self is reflecting that what is happening in, on more of a cosmic level. And our internal fire is strongest around noon as well. And this is actually medically proven that we have more bile or acid or fire or agni that sits at the base of our belly where our belly meets our small intestine. That bile is most available at noon. So we have this, our digestion is strongest in the middle of the day, just when the sun is the strongest in the sky. And having this strong digestive capacity enables us to take down and digest all the food that we're giving it and break it down and absorb it and assimilate it into healthy tissues in the body. So the Ayurvedic rule is basically to eat your largest meal of the day at lunch and then have a small supplement, like a little sucker, in the evening. And that way you're not overburdening your agni in the evening time when you're less able to digest and break down the food. So if you overeat at night and you have like your main meal for dinner, which is like a really common societal practice in America, you're putting in all of this stuff into your system and then you're probably, you know, relaxing around the house, you go into your nighttime routine and you go to bed and you have all of this still in your digestive tract that's not able to get processed and released into the tissues. And that's when you wake up feeling groggy, tired, maybe achy, maybe a little mucus, white coating on the tongue, whatever your symptoms, personal symptoms are, you're going to wake up feeling that you weren't able to digest that late night dinner that you had. And on the other hand, if you do have a late dinner and before you go to bed, your food moves from your stomach into the small intestines into like the later stages of digestion, your metabolic fires and metabolism is able to be more activated and go to work on other things and process other things in the body on a cellular level. And particularly, the blood and the liver can really go to work from around 10 p.m. to midnight. And so when we alleviate that, what we're putting into our main digestive channel, our body's able to work harder and better throughout the rest of the body to create more of that like clarity and the optimal functioning of the rest of our systems. So that's when you start eating lighter in the evening, you start waking up feeling lighter and feeling more clear. It's like your achy joints kind of start to alleviate and your maybe your rashes start to dissipate, maybe you're getting less headaches, like whatever it is, you're just like waking up feeling more vibrancy and more zest with your morning. A really good thing to look at is just looking at your tongue in the morning when you wake up and letting that be kind of like your guide of was I able to digest what I put in my system? Like was my dinner optimal for for that time of day and for what I was doing, or did I overburden it? Did I put in too much? And did I build up trauma in my system? And from there, it's like then you can go into the practice of how to lighten your dinner and how to move it earlier. And so the basic steps for lightening your dinner can just start with kind of reducing the amount of proteins or fats that you take in, because those are the most difficult to digest. So if you have a heavy protein at night, I recommend kind of just cutting it back in portion size. If you are, you know, starting with maybe cutting it maybe even in half, or maybe you're even okay with reducing, like not having protein at all. And if you're already eating mostly vegetables in the evening, that's great. And so the next step would be to reduce any sort of like fats that you have to make a little bit lighter and easier to digest. And making it more plant-based, so it's like veggie-centric and is more optimal. It's easier to digest that. And then you can even step into the idea of making it more liquid. For those of you that are like on the farther end of the spectrum of wanting to make your dinner really, really light, is playing around with making like liquid raw soups or smoothies, or having something more of like a stew or something like that would be like the further realm to take it. And then as far as moving it earlier, you slowly just start to move it forward in the day, maybe about by 10 or 15 minutes at a time per week. So you're not making any drastic changes in either the lightness of the dinner or the time of the dinner. So you're making like really simple changes that essentially aren't going to shock your system, and you're not going to like wake up at midnight with like a growling stomach, and it's not going to throw off, you know, your own personal schedule or the schedule that you have with others around your eating times and things like that. And so when you make these like small little incremental changes of having just your dinner move back by about 10 minutes per week, you're also keeping yourself in a natural state of ease without feeling overwhelmed or stepping into more of like a stress reaction for changing these patterns in your life. So just slow, gradual changes are key. Another solution that's really, really beneficial is creating an optimal breath body practice or an exercise routine. And what happens when we exercise, we're creating more fire and more Agni in our body and increasing our cellular metabolism and our digestive power, which is like total common sense. Anytime you start working out, you start getting hungrier. You know, it's like you start building up your appetite and your power to digest food. And what you're doing is you're like waking up the cells of your muscles, waking up the fire within your muscles, and through that, it's like you're burning through more things in your body. And as you're also like burning things through your body, you're creating new cells are growing. And so like through this like whole like complex process of what happens in the body, you're also that much more, you're creating a healthier fire, and so you're that much more able to digest and break away other things that have built up in your system that you no longer need. And so you might even think of if you don't exercise for a long time and then you start exercising again, you might feel like a lot of like mucus come out of your lungs or your out of your sinuses. And so it's like that fire is just like waking up like that mucus, which is ama, and like letting it go and like getting rid of it. Some people, yes, if you just feel like achy and tired, and you're like, whoa, like what's happening? But the power of exercising and bringing in that fire and air is like really transformative to the whole system. And through that, like igniting the fire and the air, we're also balancing the earth and water qualities of our body. We're mostly comprised, if you kind of squeeze the tissue of your arm, it's like you can tell we're like heavy and dense, and there's a lot of liquidity to us. And so we're waking up the physical structures of our body with this fire and earth, and it creates this like massive amount of connectivity throughout our entire system. And if you have the chance to exercise or do just a breath body practice before you eat your first meal of the day, you're creating this connectivity and like waking up this like more inner intelligence in your system, as kind of like your first awakening, as your first kind of meal instead of having breakfast. And as you do that, you create healthier cravings, more intelligent cravings that honor more of what your body's really asking for and needing for the rest of the day. And so I think a lot of people can experience that. It's like once you start working out or you have a good workout practice, if you don't really want to eat as unhealthily. It's like you have, like you naturally just crave better foods for yourself and have better eating habits around that. A few of the things I like to talk about and bring into conversation in my health coaching program is just the different ways that we can improve our exercise routines. One concept is through pulsation. And if we add more pulsation in the workout, we can go further and have ignite more of that fire and have more of that release within the workout. And then we can also pulsate in between workouts throughout the week. So one day you might have a hard workout and go to 75 or 85% of your capacity. And then the next day you drop it down to have an either medium or an easier workout. And then the following day, again, it's easier, medium. And the third day, you step it back into a hard workout. And so this pulsation also creates more balance through the hardness and softness of your body. And when we have anybody that has, a really, really hard physique, a lot of, intense kind of, structure in their muscles, has a lot of strength and a strong structure, but they have less prana or life consciousness coming into those muscles, into that system. And so when we pulsate and have room for softness as well, we're having room for that that innate life intelligence to flow through, and through that is where we get to alleviate whatever lactic acids or other forms of acidity and any sort of other ama that can build up in our system. We're able to breathe deeper into our tissues, and that breath is the power of innate intelligence, we call prana, to connect the body and alleviate and bring away that what we don't need. And ideally, if you can do it before you have food, the breath that you're bringing in, it's the same thing. It's like it's connecting you to that higher source, that higher, your higher ultimate being. So those are some of the things that we focus on as far as just using the breath, body practices, and exercise from an Ayurveda perspective. And my third major suggestion is to create a meditation practice. There's so many benefits of meditation, and I'm sure as many of you have known, if you have one of your own or if you just read about meditation, it's something you're curious and starting. But meditation is really, really beneficial for reducing stress. And what happens when we have that reduction in stress, we move into a more relaxed state of being, and we are activating and operating from the parasympathetic nervous system. And as you know, the parasympathetic nervous system drops us into a rest and digest mode. And less stress or better stress management allows for us to have better digestion, which helps prevent ama from forming and releases ama that is built up. When we narrowed down some of the reasons why people have disease, what we do in a lot of clinical practices is we look at why something has been happening for a specific client or patient. Why are they experiencing X, X, and X symptoms? Why has this disease happened in their body there? And we just retrace all the steps to get to the source of what created the disease and how we can alleviate it from the source point. And what it came down to, 9 times out of 10, is that disease or chronic symptoms are based upon poor digestion or stress. And stress, more often than not, creates poor digestion. So our practice of alleviating or managing stress can be one of the most beneficial things that we can do for our health. The practice of meditation is a really awesome way to assist us in this concept of letting go of stress, and along with exercise as well. So besides just assisting your body to digest better, stress can also help you make better choices around food. If you're craving, you can crave less desserts or junk food, salty snacks. You have less cravings for maybe like energy pick-me-ups, such as caffeine, coffee, soda. Simply being more mindful and more awareness because of as one of the benefits of meditation allows you to be that much more mindful and aware around your eating habits and your food choices. And so through that, it's like you're digesting better, you're making better choices with your food. Your metabolism is able to work more optimally because your main digestive system isn't overtaxed, and through that, you're creating more clarity and more consciousness is flowing into the body. And I would also say that meditation is a really special time to be quiet with yourself and just creating more space to be present. And this present moment awareness allows consciousness to expand, and this expansiveness, expandedness, this this being with the cosmic intelligence that we are, is in itself a massive key to healing. And through that, it's like that is creating clarity. That is the experience of clarity. So as we meditate daily and create like a repetition into dropping into this space of like really being with like the conscious level of ourselves, we build our capacity for the expansiveness. And through that capacity of being more and more expanded, it can show up more and more in our day-to-day, in our experience of the world. And through that, we have more greater experience of being very present in the moment. And through that, it's like we're just going into this like positive loop of self-improvement, of feeling more relief and more enrichment through being in the present moment and through creating more of that expanded feeling, and more consciousness flows through us. Having that meditative practice also creates a very specific time and place to become aware of and process and release any mental or emotional ama that may have gathered in our system. So releasing these old emotions that may have gotten tucked away or stuck or that we just weren't aware of before allows us to feel more clear and present with what is currently happening. And it creates more intelligent receptivity with new things as they arise. And so it's like we let go of that old, all these like old mental patterns or emotions or whatever we kind of like tucked away in ourselves, whether we are conscious of doing it or unconscious of doing it. Through meditation, we create this beautiful space to see it, to reflect upon it, to let it go, whether we understand it or not, but just kind of giving it the space to be released and be processed within ourselves. And then through that of letting go, then as new things come up, which, you know, that's life, things always do, as they're coming up, we have more capacity to be with that which is coming up and also release it as it's there or process it as it's there, rather than having any blocked channels or any muck or system that kind of has like muddled within our being. So it continually just creates this like the same thing, a feedback loop of creating like more and more benefits and more ease, like the more often that we do it. It's an upward spiral. Meditation creates more mental clarity with a better ability to focus. It enhances our memory and sharpness and cognitive processes. And so it's like we might need to let go of old ama when we meditate, but we also might just want to create that clarity and that focus and strengthen our mental capacity and ability of being through our practice meditation as well. And so if you already have a meditation practice, what I invite you to do now is just to look at what you're wanting from your meditation and get really clear on that of like what it is, what experiences, what benefits do you want to experience from your time on your cushion? And then look at it and see if that's what you're getting from the meditation practice. And it can be big or it can be small. It can be stress reduction or it can be strengthening your vessel of being being a cosmic channel for divinity, or it can be, you know, creating better concentration and improving your memory, whatever it is. Like, get really clear on what it is you want from your meditation practice, and then fine-tune or refine your practice to experience that of what you're asking for and what you're looking for. And that can always change. It can change from day to day or week to week or month to month. And if you don't have a meditation practice, it's super easy to start. It's totally free. It's something that you will no doubt experience a multitude of benefits from. And all I really recommend for you to do is to, number one, create a space for yourself that you can go to where you can have a little bit of privacy and it's, you know, some peace and quiet. If you have a special room that's available to you, that's great. But if not, if you just want to do it in your bedroom at the foot of your bed, it's a really good spot. I just recommend that you don't do it sitting in your bed where you go to sleep at night, or in a specific chair where you spend a lot of time on the computer reading books or anything like that, because it has already has old patterns and habits ingrained in kind of like those places that we show up in. So find yourself a nice special place and commit to the same time every day, and that creating a specific time is a positive reminder set to tie in and anchor in the habit. And then the third thing would be to start really small, like only sit for 2 to 5 minutes, something you can truly commit to allow the momentum of the good habit to build up. And then feel into the benefits and the rewards that you experience to give yourself that, like, appreciation for the effort that you're putting towards in creating the new habit of a meditation practice. Those are my top three suggestions or solutions to creating more clarity in your being. And some other ones I just want to touch upon as well include an Ayurvedic morning routine. And part of this is to basically, when you wake up in the morning, you go to the bathroom, you scrape your tongue with a tongue scraper, and what that does is a tongue scraper is just like a U-shaped piece of metal, and you scrape off any ama that is built up in your system, and the ama, when it blankets over the tongue, it creates a barrier to how our tongue can perceive and take in the intelligence of the food that we're eating. So you scrape off that blockage of what is preventing you from understanding what kind of inherent nutrients and textures and things like that you're putting into your body in your next meal. And it alivens and wakens up your digestive system, because your tongue is connected to all the way down to your esophagus, your stomach, to, like, the whole digestive tract. It's like a very intricately linked organ or like system in our body. So you scrape your tongue, you wake up your digestive system, and you scrape away any ama that might be blocking your tongue from making more intelligent decisions or understanding what new food you're taking in. And then also you're getting in tune with connecting, making the connection between yesterday's choices of what you ate, whether it was too heavy or too late or whatever it was. You're just getting used to knowing what's going on in your body by looking at your tongue when you scrape it. And once you do that, then you have a big glass of hot water, preferably with lemon, and this kind of opens your channels and creates a cleansing effect on your main digestive tract, but all your channels, especially if you're doing like the hot water with lemon. And you have a bowel movement. This is really important to go to the bathroom and have like a big, healthy poop first thing in the day, and you're alleviating, you're letting go of all that waste that your body has processed, and you're creating more space and space and clarity in your channel, and you're not holding on to any waste or letting it build up in your system and getting recycled back into your blood or your tissues. So it's really, really important to have a healthy bowel movement first thing in the morning without using coffee or caffeine to make that happen. And the main thing way that there's a lot of different, you know, tricks and ways to basically create that habit in your body. And you can train your body to go to the bathroom first thing in the morning without needing the coffee or the caffeine, which it might take, you know, something that takes some patience and some practice. But it's like the payoffs are massive. So it's like a really, really important Ayurvedic practice for us. So then after you go to the bathroom, you can step into your breath body practice, and you exercise and bring in prana, that like vital life force energy, and bring that into your body as your first meal of the day, and create that fire and that agni, and let it build up in your system and create that connectivity and bring in that like higher level intelligence and that deeper communication between all the different systems in the body. And then, you know, wherever your meditation practice fits in, or maybe your like your spiritual time or time you like to sit and read scripture or whatever, you can weave that in somewhere. And then you have your breakfast. Important part of my coaching program and just like living an Ayurvedic lifestyle is having a very plant-based diet. And that can be a really helpful way too to create more clarity and prevent Ama from building up in the body. And a plant-based diet is basically just that. It's very centric around eating plants as our main source of nutrition and food. And there is a massive spectrum of that. But what essentially is doing is reducing any sort of processed food and any sort of refined carbohydrates and lessening the need for meat. And even, depending on the person, grains as well. And so you're focusing more upon seasonal, fresh, whole fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And the more local that you can buy them, the better, which includes even getting foods from your local ecosystem, whether you're getting them, whether you're harvesting them wild or they're growing in your own garden or even they're invasive species, which are actually, from an Ayurvedic perspective, super nutrient-dense food that is just growing wild, and they can be herbs, or they can be medicinal plants, or they can be just like regular foodstuffs for us to eat, such as like dandelions, thistle, sorrel, plantain, all things like that, which is pretty awesome. So that's like the further end of the spectrum, is to be harvesting plants based upon what grows naturally in your ecosystem, and they're seasonal and fresh, and you prepare them fresh or eat them raw if you choose. When we alleviate a lot of the processed, heavier foods, frozen foods, canned foods, and fine carbohydrates, heavy meats, dairy, things like that in our diet, we can alleviate so much ama that can get built up in our digestive tract and system and become locked into the cells and tissues of our body. And even eating more greens, leafy greens especially, they basically have their natural properties are more of have more of a yang quality. They're more scraping and more, they lessen the tissues or lessen the whatever is like happening in our body. They reduce. So they are taking things out. Whereas like opposing foods that have more of a yin quality are kind of like the sweeter, heavier, more nurturing foods, such as, classic comfort foods, such as mashed potatoes or pasta, milk, cheeses, ice cream, anything to you that sounds really like nurturing. It's more dense and it's more heavy, and it has that kind of like that yin aspect of being cool, cloudy, dark, more of a plastering effect. Those essentially are going to create more ama if there's ama in the body or you don't have the digestive power to process it and eliminate it. And then my last suggestion, just briefly touch on, is healthier eating guidelines and making sure that whatever food you choose to eat, whether it be, you know, an In-N-Out burger or your locally harvested, like wild-crafted, invasive species of, like, nutrient-dense thistle, whatever it is that you eat, that you are eating it mindfully with healthy eating habits, which is being really present with your food, sitting down at a table in a nice, calm atmosphere, presencing into like what it is that you're taking into your body, chewing slowly, enjoying your food, feeling blessed, feeling the abundant nature of the earth, offering all of its gifts to you and taking it in and creating like the healthiest tissues that that you're capable of creating. And so those are my just kind of blanket suggestions, but you know, this is just a kind of superficial discussion on each one of those topics. Obviously, it's hard to get really in-depth with all of this within 1 hour, but I think it's important and fun to touch upon it. And because it can be hard to take on, like, all at one time or take on, like, any mass amounts of changes, it's important to just, like, stay committed and make slow, steady, progressive changes and track your changes as well if that's beneficial to you. By taking the new habits. And through my coaching program as well, we focus on each one of these topics for over a week and dig much deeper into the theory and in the suggestions and ways that we can to practice them and ways that they can show up in our lives in like a very tangible way. And then, like I said, and through the coaching practice, we go into the theories of habit change science and how to make the habits actually show up in our day-to-day living and have us not only maintain them but improve them over time and kind of a never-ending progress of stepping like more and more into the solution and more into success and more into becoming the person that you want to be and more into the person of how you want to feel. I have one quote from a lady who I did the 10-week program with. She was one of my coaching clients. And her perspective on how ten different habits that are reflected in the information I just gave you guys, her experience was that she said the way my brain functions and organizes myself and how I physically organize myself has changed. Organizing papers, organizing thoughts, everything on my mind-body complex has shifted. It's a whole different way of doing everything. And this organization affords ability and space to entertain trust. She said, I've been rewired in a certain way, and I still have ways to go, but I've come so far. And so that's just kind of like through even just changing your eating habits and your exercise habits and your strengthening your meditation practice and improving your morning routine, like all of these things. These are like some of the benefits that can show up of how Lynn says she everything in her mind-body complex has been reorganized, which I think is really, really cool. It's really beautiful. And so I just invite you guys, if you're interested in going deeper with this work, and if there's certain things that you're specifically working on in your own life or things that you're experiencing that you want to talk about, you can schedule a strategy session with me. And what it basically is just 20 or 30 minutes where I ask you a series of questions and we just let it kind of just like the nitty-gritty of like what's going on for you and talk about potential ways that I can help you change or work with you to see improvement and like create greater clarity and greater health in your being. So that's basically everything that I wanted to share. So I'm going to unmute you. Okay, so everyone's unmuted. So if you guys have any questions or comments, the lines are all open.
Well, thank you so much. This is Margo in San Diego.
Oh, hi, Margo.
How are you?
Good. I'm glad you can make it.
Oh, my gosh, that was fantastic. Filled with, packed with information.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, really useful. I'm going to rethink all and read my notes that I took. Fantastic.
Good. Good. A lot of simple stuff we can do, but it's like every little thing can also, we can, you know, jump into the world of just how to have a better morning practice or jump into the world of how to have a better exercise routine. It's like there's a lot of room for, you know, to be creative and like explore in our practices of how we can create a more optimal lifestyle. So I just get really jazzed up on talking about it. I think it's really fun. So I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I'm Judy Orloff from San Francisco, and I want to reiterate how much I enjoyed your talk today, Anna, and I really appreciated your going into the Agni and the Ama a little more fully than I've understood it before. It's deepened my understanding, and so I really want to thank you particularly for that. And that even though I know about these habits, it's you talked about them in a way that just was very helpful. Even though I knew about them, it's great to hear them talked about so clearly. So thank you for that.
Oh, awesome. Good. Thanks, Judy.
Welcome.
Awesome. I'm so, yeah, I'm glad you came. That's really fun. Cool.
Yeah, it is fun. Enforcing and, you know, going around once and going around another time and hearing it from different people and in different ways is great. It's all reinforcing, and I really thank you. You did a great job for me. Thanks.
Oh, good.
Hey.
Thank you. That feels Yeah, that's really nice to hear. And what I want to share with everyone else that's on the call or listening in is Judy and I worked together on these 10 habits. I helped coach her through this program. And so we're talking again about, you know, these simple 10 lifestyle practices and these simple 10 habits, but there's, like, so much depth to them. And I did the same course, took it myself, you know, focused upon these 10 habits or 10 practices back in October, and I'm still working on it, and I'm still jazzed up about it, and I'm still, like, and refining and improving ways that I can have an earlier, lighter dinner, or refining my meditation, or refining my workout. It's, like, it doesn't get boring or dull. It's not the same old. It's, like, there's so much we can look at and so much we can, like, offer up in it and receive from it. So, yeah, I'm glad you're here, Judy. It's fun to still be connected with you.
Yeah, and actually I just want to add, I didn't realize I might be the only one who's taken the program with you, but I really recommend your taking the program, and especially with Anna, and it was fantastic, and I feel it's still working its way through me, and but hearing it once is great, but doing it and having that support throughout makes all the difference. So I just really want to wholeheartedly plug the program with Anna. Okay, that's all. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's true. The support is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, I think that's another thing that I've, like, witnessed is even if I'm on, like, the coaching end of it, it's like I still am doing the practices myself. You know, if I'm talking about it, of course I'm going to do it, and I want to walk the talk. And so, like, being connected to everybody in the course keeps me supported and aligned and activated and in integrity and energized in these practices. And that helps me see the benefits more so than if I was off just doing it on my own. So it's like the community and the support, like, comes full circle. Does anyone else on the line have any questions at all that it's, like, any clarity on, or like me to drop in further to, or any other comments?
I don't have any questions, but thank you for the talk today, Anna. This is Olivia. I'm from Jackson, Wyoming, and I really enjoyed listening in.
Thanks.
I just think that there's so many small habits that sound, you know, so easy, but it's hard to do all of them sometimes on your own. And I especially think about how different, you know, my eating was, like, when I lived with you and when I lived with my girlfriends, and I was able to be vegan or mostly vegan, and now I feel like I eat so much meat because of who I live with now, that it can sometimes be challenging to even try to think about being vegan again or vegetarian or.
It's so true. We're so influenced by the people around us, which is another one of the benefits of joining the course, because you have a community of like-minded individuals, like, coming into this, this like, space and this container with each other, of being like, okay, now this is my posse. These are my homies that are going to have more of a plant-based diet, or these are my homies that are also going to be working on upping their exercise, you know, breath body practice or whatever. If you create this like new network, this like new tribe of people to connect with to support you and like go through the transformational processes of becoming more of like who you want to be. So that's like a part of like not only the support but like the community. You know,
yeah.
The relationships that build from it. Yeah, because it's so true what you say. It's like we're so influenced by who we live with or who we're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thanks. Thanks for coming. I'm glad you can make it, Olivia. I'm glad all of you guys can make it. It's really fun to share this with you, and I appreciate like all of your enthusiasm and interest, too, because it like ignites my fire more and more, and it is a blessing to me to be able to share it, because it's like so much of like what I want to do with my time and my energy. So I appreciate you for showing up and for being here. And like I said, if anybody is interested in like wanting more insight or wanting more connection on going deeper with these like practices or habits, or like how to create that commitment, or how to get that support, or how to kind of like organize yourself into like doing all of these healthy habits in like a really sustainable, easy way, like an easeful way without feeling the sense of overwhelm or burden on your lifestyle, then just schedule a strategy session with me. I'll send a link in a follow-up newsletter, or you can just send me an email. But thanks everybody for coming. I'm so happy for you to be here, and I hope we get to all connect again soon. So stay in touch in whatever way is easy for you. And thank you again, and I hope you have a beautiful Tuesday afternoon or evening.
Wishing you the same, Anna.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.